Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hello.
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 Really, like, stinks of Christmas in here.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It is not Christmas yet. It's way too early.
Yeah, it's too early.
There's so much tinsel and lights, and I feel like I'm in a horrible nightmare of a winter wonderland.
We don't condone that last song played either.
Oh, yeah, that was not us. That was not us. I've got... Actually, I don't have anything against Christmas at all, but I'm just not in the mood right now.
It's more the fact that as soon as Halloween finishes, everyone gets ready for Christmas. It's way too soon.
Yeah.
If there wasn't Halloween, we'd be doing Christmas stuff in the shops, but in the summer.
And this stuff just makes me itch. Tinsel's just like... Oh, go away.
Uncomfortable.
Exactly.
This is like when you work at a really bad office and they try to decorate for the Christmas party. Yeah.
This is something from the office, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's like a call center.
Well done, Solent. You're doing great. we should play a couple of tracks and then, we'll start the show with lots of festive fun.
Yay!
Check us out online at www.radiosonar.co.uk.
I like that song.
It's a beautiful little
what
ditty.
What a tune.
I'm not okay. I am, really.
Music news.
Is there any?
Well, My Chemical Romance are releasing a greatest hits album.
I knew about this already.
I saw the cover of it. It looked really like...
Yeah, the cover's epic. Awesome. But but I think it was like 2 months ago, Play.com leaked the release date. And everyone was thinking it was like a brand new album and they were just tricking everyone with the breakup. But no, it's just greatest hits. But I don't have any hits. So.
What? Louis watches The X Factor.
We'll reiterate that. I love the cover.
Yeah,
the cover's
cool.
Great. No one can deny it. That's a great cover.
Well, it's got all the references to the old albums on it. You got the bust on the top with the Black Parade outfit. You got The End, which is from Three Cheers. You got a colorful spray can from Danger Days. I can't see
the
any...
The End is from Black Parade.
I can't see
is
any
from
bullet.
Black Parade? Oh. Yeah.
I can't see any track, bullet stuff there.
No, I didn't notice any bullet stuff personally either.
It's just it's
cool.
Yeah.
There's a cross in the background. I don't know what if that represents anything.
Leo, do you remember we did a uni project about... I can't remember who else was in the group. I know.
Yeah, it was us four.
Yeah, that was. We did really well in that.
Yeah, we did actually.
But the point I was trying to make is that made me listen to Black Parade again. I mean, that's an awesome album.
It really is. Yeah, it's like a modern classic rock album.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I didn't like it before that presentation, and because we had to listen to it, I gave it a go, and it is genuinely really good.
Yeah, it's a great album. I mean, I don't think they've had a bad... I didn't like Danger Days that much.
Nah.
But I don't think they've had any other albums which are bad. Like, I don't think they've had any bad albums, to be honest. Bullets is my favourite, the very first one. Three Cheers is unbelievable. That's a classic.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's
you
not.
Can't just
really
say it's not.
It's not. It's terrible.
Louis listens to The X Factor.
X Factor's good.
But yeah, they're going to have the greatest hits. I think they deserve it, and Louis's wrong.
I'm not wrong. I just don't like... They're terrible.
No.
What?
No.
What's bad about them?
Everything. The look,
can you be a bit more specific?
Look, why are you changing look? Be honest with yourself.
Because they do different themes for every single album. First album was Vampires. They go in the vampire thing. The next it was like some Death Parade. They're going for that.
It's not even pop punk though.
It's like how you see how David how David Bowie has his like different look for every album.
Yeah,
that's okay, obviously.
I kind of look. If I did an album where I didn't have a look, I'd be like, what's going on? So I quite like the new looks. But
so
I just
don't insult the look without thinking about it, alright? Go watch The X Factor and shut up.
I just don't like the songs. They're terrible songs.
Well, yeah.
I like Sing.
Well, that is...
That's rubbish.
That's like an X Factor song.
I know. I like it.
Your taste of music, Louis.
It's amazing.
Oh, God.
I love my taste of music. I picked a good song of the week this week.
You have?
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, shove that.
Anyway, let's talk about Green Day, because they buggered off for a while.
I don't like them either.
Yeah, no, I think they've done everyone a favour with disappearing.
Well, I really like them, but I do think that they needed to go away for a while.
Yeah, they're kind of like, ever since they like came back, they did their sort of like resurgence with American Idiot. They rode on that for years and years and years, and What's the album that was like after American Idiot?
21st Century Breakdown.
Oh, I hated that
that's
album.
Yeah, no.
21 Guns is probably the worst ballad I've ever heard.
It's awful. It's awful.
I just want to forget that album exists, to be honest. I've just ignored it. Yeah. And Uno, Dos, and Trey.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no. It makes him cringe.
So that's four albums since then I've not liked.
Really bad. They were my childhood favourite band, and they've just gone down the pan. So hopefully if they go away and come back, maybe they'll do something good.
Or just don't come back.
I'm hoping.
Don't come back. I don't like them.
I want to see them live. I've never seen them live.
I saw them live.
Oh, they're great live.
I didn't like them.
What, did you see them at O2? That, I thought that was one of the best big rock stage shows I've ever seen.
Nah. In the moment, I was enjoying myself. But I left. I thought that was just rubbish.
Why you that? Do you like Green? Do you not like Green Day that much either? No. What is that with you, Louis?
Sorry.
Have you heard the early Green Day album?
Yes. I
You're
don't
a pop
like
punk
him.
Fan.
I tell you, what, I like Dookie. Dookie's okay. Dookie's all right.
Dude, yeah. Well, yeah. God.
Yeah. I was expecting them to be more punk than they were, but obviously you can't be that
well,
punk.
Well, going into a Green Day gig in the 21st century, you don't expect punk.
They tried it, though. They pretended.
You don't expect punk.
It was like Disney punk, and I hated it. That's why I came out
hating it. It's not at all
it's
like
Disney
that.
Punk.
I'd go into a Green Day gig with the same mindset as I'd go into a Bon Jovi gig.
No.
I would.
Not at all.
They're one of the biggest rock bands in the world.
They're a stadium band.
Yeah.
But they don't try to be that. They try to be a punk band, but pretending this
political
punk,
and stuff.
But Billy likes to be a bit of a Freddie Mercury, and it just makes it like a Disney punk band. Or a Disney rock band.
We all have our opinions, and that's what music's about.
Hold up,
inevitably, Louis is wrong.
No, actually, no. I think he's got a good point with this whole Disney punk thing, because you've got to consider when they came back, they were unleashed into like the younger generation of everything, and they were all over Nickelodeon for months and months and months.
You can't deny that they're not really punk anymore. And they do try and be punk, which is a bit silly.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Like that guitar smashing last year, remember that?
That was the least punk thing I've ever seen.
That was their last notable moment I'll ever have.
And then he went to rehab, didn't he?
Then he went to rehab.
That'll be his last notable moment he'll ever have.
Nice way to end it. Well, actually, at the moment, he's doing the thing with Norah Jones, is he?
That's the worst way to end it.
Yeah.
That's
better off just staying in rehab.
Really like Norah Jones.
In a way, I don't.
She's great.
Do you like her and him together?
I haven't properly listened to it, but I've heard a couple of tracks, and weirdly...
He likes it.
No, I don't like it, but I think it works. Like, what they're doing, it's Everly Brothers covers album, it sounds right. It's weird, I can't really put it any other way than that.
And it's like, well, Everly Brothers like country music, ballads.
Old school ballads.
Yeah, they're very good, though.
No.
I don't like country music.
No, but the songs are
solid. I think they're Grand Theft Auto, actually.
The Everly Brothers songs are, like, solid songs.
There's, what's the one I said I liked? Barbara Allen, but that's not even their own song. That's a cover of herself.
Yeah, that's a cover of a cover. Song, yeah. But, yeah, it's hard to come up with an opinion about this.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on Green Day.
I didn't like what I heard.
I think I probably represent the general consensus that, like, they had... their moment.
I think
made some statements and they had some big opinions, and well, I don't know, because they were political, that was their thing, wasn't it,
for a little while,
but and ever since then no one gives a crap.
I'm more Blink from Green Day.
I'd
Blink,
go for that. Yeah,
Blink stuck to their roots a bit, and this new country album, the only people who are gonna like it are gonna be Norah Jones fans.
Yeah
I'd agree with
even
that.
Even country
actually.
Fans aren't gonna like it.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I
fair
mean,
enough.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So it's a good decision for her, and maybe a rubbish one for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's been making those for the past 7 years,
yeah,
so.
Good. let's move on. I want to, like, kind of summarise the whole Ian Watkins thing. We don't need to go in depth about
that
it.
That was fun last week.
Obviously, we spoke a lot about it last week, but I just wanted to mention...
Thanks for the hits.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks for everybody who read it.
The Steps member. I can't help but laugh at that, but it's kind of, it's not nice.
Yeah, suing E! Online for publishing a photo of him as Ian Watkins of Lost Prophets.
I cannot believe, who published it? E!
It's an American place, and I don't think Steps were very big in America. Well, E! Is massive in America, the E! Network and stuff. It is a big deal, but that's the thing. As much as that was a massive mistake... On the other hand, I don't think Steps ever made it to America.
They didn't really.
In the picture
really
they posted...
Kind of.
Yeah, and you look at the picture they posted of H from Steps, and you could be forgiven that he looks like he could front a band like Lost Prophets.
I guess, yeah.
But surely they must have Googled...
A band like Lost Prophets?
Sorry, exactly.
They must have Googled Ian Watkins And surely Lost Prophets Ian Watkins would have come up.
That's what I think.
How did they come up with that picture?
Or if not, you're going to see like one picture of H.M. Steps surrounded by 20 photos of the real Ian Watkins and wondering, nah, they're all wrong.
Whoever did that must have got fired.
Oh, easily. That was
maybe
a massive...
it's just a system on the computer. Where
he's actually
automatic.
Suing them now.
Automatic? Yeah, he is. I think he is suing them.
The thing was, he knew something was... He knew the case was coming up. He knew his Twitter was going to explode because he said, like, 2 days before, I'm going to take a bit of time off Twitter right now.
How? Yeah. Surely he can't have known this. Yeah, really
everyone knew the court date, but so he must have known because he's got the same name as him.
It happens
a
lot.
He must have known the Twitter's going to blow up.
Yeah, it happens a lot to him. Like he gets confused with the Lost Prophets guy. I can't believe the story.
It's like
though.
John Lewis.
I still can't believe it.
For years and years though, he was known as H, and that must have driven him mad. So he got everyone to start calling him Ian Watkins, and then that happened. Poor chap.
Can't catch a break.
The other thing was Peaches Geldof's tweet.
She posted
the names
of the mothers of the children that were going to have. I don't want to go into that really,
the two other mothers.
She named names, and that's just such a dumb thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's the brightest person.
Have you seen her thing with Katie Hopkins? It's the only good thing Peaches Geldof has ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, but Katie Hopkins is like... Scum.
You can see how scum. She's scum.
What did Peaches say to her?
She just ruined her.
Nice.
Did she?
Yeah, when it was on this morning and Peaches Geldof, she just... Bam.
What do they keep
about
inviting her back to this
about,
morning?
About being new mums. Because she's such good TV in all
that. That is a good point. She does get hits and stats.
Yeah, I watch
and stuff.
All of her ones because they're just like, oh, what a horrible person.
She gets so harsh. Yeah. She goes really personal.
Yeah.
But she is good TV.
Did you see the lead story about this yesterday? The Daily Mail posted a whole story about Fern Cotton looking sad outside the courthouse.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Did she go to the courthouse?
No. The whole story was Fern Cotton looks sad.
Oh.
Fern Cotton has a blank look on her face. Like, these were the captions. Yeah. Fern Cotton walks outside the courthouse with a blank look on her face. Like,
oh, really?
That was it, yeah. That was that.
So it's Fern Cotton isn't smiling.
Fern Cotton isn't smiling.
Is the story.
I reckon she doesn't smile unless she's on TV. Like, she's not the kind of person.
I fancy Fern Cotton.
Oh, who doesn't? Yeah. Oh, she's awesome. We always have a debate in my house when Celebrity Juice comes on.
Yeah, who's better, right?
Holly Willoughby.
Holly. You met Holly, didn't you?
Oh, kind of. I watched her walk past me.
That's not me. No. You cannot count that.
Can't claim that one, can I?
Holly. Holly all the way.
Fern. But Fern has a radio show, and she's just cool.
Well, we have a radio show as well.
So we're cool.
Yeah, that must matter.
Yeah, take that, Fern.
Let's never talk about Ian Watkins again.
Please.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Goodbye.
There's a story on our site about R.
Standing
Kelly.
On the rooftops.
No! Sorry, let's go back.
And what's the story? He's giving out... What?
Black Panties. He's giving the deluxe out... version of his album Black Panties.
Have you heard it?
No.
We heard one of the songs last night, remember?
Yeah,
It's like an Oreo.
How can he get away with being so... like kind of a pig towards women in this modern day. He's going to give out pants.
Also, if you read the rest of the article, there's an R. Kelly hotline which you can ring and get a message, seven different
messages from R. Kelly. Brilliant.
Seven different a day.
I want to meet someone that has done that because they wanted to hear his voice.
They'll probably be on YouTube if you search for it. Someone's going to have recorded them.
Definitely. I imagine that's hilarious. Let's get some sound clips.
He must really rate his importance on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised he's managed to launch himself back into a credible career, so to speak, after, even in this picture, he did Trapped in the Closet.
Have you not heard it? I've heard, I don't know, like, do you know what it is? I know some of the songs.
Do you know what Trapped in the Closet...
I don't know the...
Do you know what the concept of it is?
No, not really.
Okay, so someone explain Trapped in the Closet.
It's about a man who comes home to find his wife cheating on him.
Oh, no, I do know that.
And the man is trapped in the closet.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
How long is it? It goes on forever. Yeah, I remember watching it around yours.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it like 3 hours long?
It wasn't that long, I don't think. I think it's like...
seemed like it.
Hour 40, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not serious, is it?
I don't know.
We can't... say that, like, you know, that doesn't make him credible because it's a joke. Right?
I don't think
it's deadpan, though. I can't, like, if it's a joke, it's really deadpan.
Yeah. You don't, that's the best thing about it. You don't know whether it's a joke or not.
It must be.
It's hilarious, but it comes across as him being completely serious about it on a couple of things.
Oh,
but then
the twist.
But then there's that I can't even explain. Like I can't say it on the radio. But there's some stuff in there which is just absolutely ridiculous.
I'm going back to your sexism thing again. Now, I'm reading the quote in the article. This just sounds horrible. Not only will the buy of the quote from him is, Kells is dropping black panties on December the 10th, and there's no reason you shouldn't have your own pair to drop as well.
Sleazy, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can stop as well.
Yeah. aren't we playing him later?
Yeah, there's a tune. No, that is too good a song to not play. Yeah. So lastly in news, the BBC Sound of 2014 has announced their longlist for 2014.
Cool.
Previous winners such as Jessie J, Ellie Goulding, I think.
50 Cent won the first one, I read yesterday.
Yeah, Rascal, I think, got one.
Did you say Adele as well?
I think Adele's got one.
Fair play.
Wow.
On the list this year, I won't do the whole list. Well, I could, but anyway. Chance the Rapper, who we like on the show.
We love Chance.
Sam Smith, who sings on the Disclosure song.
He's already had number ones.
Yeah, like, he's got a hell of... Yeah, it's not really a good find, is it, if he's already got a number one?
The thing about him is he has such a unique voice. Like, he can morph from sounding like some, like, low-pitched kind of bloke to sounding like a kind of female gospel singer, like, midway through a song. He's
really
got
good voice.
Some insane vocal talents. Yeah.
And he must be able to write songs, or he wouldn't be on this list, you'd think.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Royal Blood.
Oh, fantastic. They're my favourite.
Yeah, same.
They're a bit heavier than the rest of
They're a bit rockier. They're supporting Arctic Monkeys at Finsbury Park.
We saw them play Lennon's.
We saw them play a tiny club.
About 50 people, if that.
And you guys are so cool.
Look at you crushing it, cashing in your hipster points.
There's two-piece that rock band, they just go at it. And the drummer broke his hand, or his fingers.
His finger,
and
at the gig.
Going, and they were just ferocious. Bassist played like guitarist on his bassist, like, oh.
That's what they said on the BBC article about it. I think they said being in a band is out of fashion. Because everyone's either a duo or a solo artist on the list.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play Nick Mulvey later on because he was the only one, well, apart from Chance, that I'd heard of.
Chloe Howell's quite good as well. She's a little singer songwriter.
Is she like Gabrielle Aplin?
I was like, whoa, no, a bit different. She's a bit different to Kat.
Is she now the best UK female UK singer songwriter?
She's a bit atmospheric.
But you haven't answered my question. Is she the UK's best female singer songwriter?
No, Gabrielle Aplin is.
Okay, but could she have the possibility of taking that title?
There's some potential.
We'll see.
I think last year Michael Kiwanuka won.
Yeah, he didn't do too well, did he?
They picked some good ones, and he is a good one, but he hasn't exactly exploded, has he?
No,
he was good. No, I really.
Yeah,
I
yeah, but
him,
he's,
yeah.
he hasn't exploded like Adele.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse J, etc. So that's news, I reckon.
Yeah.
Cool. Going to play Basket Case by Green Day just to annoy Leon Sean.
I like this one.
Oh God.
Overplayed.
And then Christian Bale by what are they called?
Yogi.
Because there's a review on our website.
What's the website?
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Well done.
I don't really know.
Please give us hits, please.
And then we'll be back with a couple of live show reviews of these guys went and watched.
Wait.
That was cool.
I like what that. A tune. Yeah, that was really good.
I think we're a bit surprised by how good that was.
Yeah.
What was the band name?
Yogi. Yeah.
No idea.
A song
anything
called
about
Christian
them.
Bale.
There you go. Reviews, tell us about Cerebral Ballsy.
Oh, me and Sean
went
to this one.
A bit disappointing. I don't know. They only played for like 20 minutes, didn't they?
No, about 40 minutes. I enjoyed it.
Not as much as I thought I would, though.
Yeah, it was what I was expecting.
Support were a bit mental.
Yeah, the first one was
that
Fat White Family.
I think it might have been someone else. I can't remember.
Yeah, and they made... No, it was Fat White Family. Oh. And it was the Amazing Snakeheads.
The Amazing Snakeheads would just... stupidly intimidating for a Lennon's band. It's weird.
I wasn't a fan of them, but I liked Fat White Family.
Yeah, they were all discordant and kind of uncomfortable. Yeah, that's the kind
they're
of stuff
awesome.
I like to see.
Enemy, just weird. An Enemy of Loving Him, which is a bit weird. And
I don't know, that's cool.
Yeah,
they're different.
Cerebral Ballsy. It was just Cerebral Ballsy. They all came on and they were just
stumbling about
and played some punk songs. That's really fast punk songs.
Basically.
Is it them that the Enemy are pushing quite hard?
Yeah.
Which is
weird
because they're not their
That's
usual
not their
type.
Demographic.
Isn't
not at all.
Isn't this the band that are rumoured to have been put together?
Yeah.
I can't remember where I heard that rumor.
There's
watching him,
I think there's elements of manipulation.
Is he the front man that looks like Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff they wear, I think they've been, compromised.
Yeah.
The way he acts on stage, I think, has been compromised.
Not that good is what you sound like.
No, it was
an enjoyable
good.
Gig.
They're really
good. It was
good.
An enjoyable gig, but
there's just
not incredible.
Questions to not very credible, I don't think.
Oh, fair enough. Well, tell us about Baby Godzilla then.
Now that
was a credible gig.
Oh yeah. My God. Jeez. What a band. Seriously.
That was at The Hobbit, which is such a random place for a band like that, I think. It's weird little club in Portswood, which is
a metal place.
It's all about Lord of the Rings.
I would say the best gig of the year, possibly, maybe, it could be the best gig I've seen in Southampton since I've been here.
Ooh.
I'd say that.
You'd say the same?
No, I can't. I can't.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any others. But
Zebrahead, mate. Zebrahead represent.
if you want a band that is just pure chaos, if that's what you're looking for at a show, like anyone who's into hardcore or punk or like metal,
rock.
I guess, or rock music,
yeah.
a stage show.
You want a band that is chaotic and just violent and just completely impossible to keep track of. Baby Godzilla are the ultimate band.
I don't think there was literally one point where I could see
the whole band
in my direct vision.
Everyone is going to get jumped on in that room.
Yeah, I was jumped on 7 times, probably, I think.
Several
times.
Yeah. They laid the monitors out in like a game of like
Floor is lava.
Yeah, like
the monitors, they're just like, and they got loads of tables from outside, brought them in, stood on them.
Yeah.
Plus the music is on the bar,
and for somehow they don't miss a beat with the music. Like some of their stuff is extremely technical and complicated.
You can dismiss them as kind of this chaotic, violent band, but the musicianship is still incredible.
It's insane. Like the best new band. Of recent times.
Best live band in the country, I think.
I think they're the best live band in the country. I'd go as far as saying.
Yeah, I'd probably agree.
Yeah,
they're tight
as well. Shout out to Wounds.
Best new band.
Them or Let Live.
No, they're not better than Let Live, in my opinion.
I thought that show was more mental than a Let Live show.
More mental, but not as good. Let Live was like watching art. I think Baby Godzilla was like watching 4 guys go absolutely mental.
I prefer that, though. I prefer that. That's what I want out of a game.
Yeah, I think Let Live have more tunes. Like, their music's of a higher quality.
Yeah.
But Baby Godzilla's live show, for me, is like...
That's the epitome of what I want out of a gig.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, and they went outside and they stood on the tables of the people outside that weren't watching the gig
in the beer garden,
head banging. And then the guitarist went into the girls' toilets, and he was just like trying to confuse absolutely a couple of girls in there. And then they run back in and then they jump on the merch table. They're just everywhere at all times.
I guess if I'm trying to be critical, surely you've only got to watch that 2 or 3 times and it'll just be a bit like, oh yeah.
No, it's different every time. They're so unpredictable.
That's the thing. It's not planned. Like, you don't know what's going to happen at that gig. Like, they'll make the most out of absolutely everything they possibly can make the most out of.
Well, you have seen them more than once now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other gig was completely different, but they made the most out of what the venue was set out like.
You'd never get bored of it.
Where was the first one?
The cellar, and they ran along the side barrier of the platform. It's like a shelf, and then the singer put his guitar up on the wall and started headbutting the pickups and then screaming into them, and they're like jumping off and like fucking flailing his guitar
gig?
Around.
Sorry, which one was?
I think the Hobbit was better. Because that was only the one we saw was a support slot.
Yeah,
but. Unbelievable. I haven't been this impressed by a band in about 5 or 6 years. No joke. Like, live.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
Like, completely. It was just... You can't even put into words how insane it was.
We need to make friends
with
them. If they're going to blow up like you say they are, we need to make friends with them.
I really think they are, yeah.
House of Babies.
Because we put a preview thing, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Give them a little message. Just give them a tinkle.
They retweeted our review.
Yeah, very kind. The review puts it perfectly, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let's wrap up. Reviews. Ta-da. Is anyone seeing anything this week?
We are.
You might be going
to see Tenacious D.
Yeah.
But,
unsure, yeah.
But might not.
I might see a singer of a punk band called The Loved Ones, a guy called Dave Haas, on Thursday night.
Fair play. Are they good?
Is yeah, he good? They're pretty legendary. Yeah. Dave Hoss is like a bit of an American Frank Turner. So okay. No wonder why I'm going. So he's really good. I saw him support Alkaline Trio before. So that was really good.
Cool. I'm going to see an angelic choir of 30,000 people singing Southampton Football Club songs at me.
I might go on tomorrow. I think it's Villa.
Oh yeah, there's midweek fixtures this week, isn't there? That'll be dirt cheap.
Because I've really been meaning to go and watch and I never have. And should be quite cheap.
Cool, let's play some songs.
Yeah, no less. Yeah. We're going to play R. Kelly, Ignition.
Yeah.
And Kanye West, Through the Wire, just because there was like the tiniest little news story in our site. So there's like any excuse to play it, really.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with Festival Discussion.
Woo!
Hey.
I just love it.
Yeah. It's one of my favourite songs ever. That
it's all right.
I play it so much.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's awesome.
But is it hot and fresh out the kitchen?
Let's talk festivals, because it's getting to that kind of year, time of year, when everything's being announced and everyone's all excited. There's been Sonisphere announcements.
Yes, there has.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Maiden and Metallica.
Yes. Oh, look at all that enthusiasm.
Sorry, I love Iron Maiden. Like, they're like my second favourite band of all time, but it's just boring.
It's not boring. It is a repeat headliner, but
it's just boring. You can't get this year.
Yeah, but you can't get better metal bands.
You can't
to headline.
To be fair, we got to think of what's happened to Sonisphere recently. They're not the most like they're not going for a newer booking. They need to be have safe bookings this year.
Yeah, I agree. That's a safe.
I think it's really easy for festivals when they book a really big name that everyone expects. It's easy for everyone to say, "Oh, it's boring and uninspiring and easy," but. It's one of they're the biggest names in music. Like if Arctic Monkeys got announced for Reading, everyone's like, "Oh, it's so obvious." So what if it's obvious?
Actually, I can see where
the biggest band of the last year, like they could be announced for Reading.
I can see where Louis is coming from though, because Metallica have played at least one festival over here every year for the last 8 years.
Yeah, because they're like one of the biggest names in metal. Yeah, metal fans want to see.
Yeah, so they do sell the tickets.
They sell the tickets, but if you're that's why they're there.
If you're someone who's been going to festivals like 7 years now, like.
Well, you have seen them.
What they're trying to do with Metallica,
but the majority of people aren't you, Louis.
Yeah, exactly. So. I know. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you go, this is your first year festivals.
Yeah, then great.
Imagine how cool that is to us. Imagine how it is to the people who've gone to a festival for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, what I was going to say, every year Metallica have been here recently, they've had a gimmick. Yeah. As an add-on.
Yeah, and because that's the only way they can kind of sell themselves now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but clearly what they're doing is they're trying to make it a bit more interesting for the guys who have seen them multiple times.
Yeah.
So I think that's a perfect announcement.
I think it's terrible. Because
you think it's terrible?
No, Metallica by request. They're letting their fans who buy tickets pick the songs.
Yeah.
I think that's a terrible idea because it's just a greatest hits show.
Yeah, but like I say, they're going to look at that list. They're not going to just take the top 18. They'll look at the top ones, look at the regulars, pick about five regulars, and then they'll go down a little further.
No, they said, have you read the press release?
Go on.
They said they're going to pick the top 17 songs and play a new song for
RC18. That is what they said.
Well, that's not going to happen because they only play Whiskey in the Jar in Ireland these days.
Well, not because it's in the top 17.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they will not play Whiskey in the Jar.
If it's not in the top 17, they might not.
No, I can guarantee you they won't play Whiskey in the Jar. It's not going to happen. That top 17 thing, that's just a guide that they're going on. I hope.
It does. It seems like, obviously, I haven't read anything, but it seems if the fans are voting for the set list, they have to take the top votes.
Yeah, I really think if that's the concept they're going for, they will follow that concept.
I agree.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
I think it's a great idea as well.
Because you can't really complain, because they'll just be like, you guys requested it, and this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, Download have announced
I'm a Download boy.
Their headliners, which is Linkin Park. Who is it?
Aerosmith. Avenged Sevenfold.
Which I'm really happy
Sonisphere,
with.
Obviously they've got one to go, but so far it's Maiden and Metallica. Yeah. So far, Aiden, which one are you going to?
Sonisphere. Just.
Louis?
I'm going to Download, but that's only because I'm a Download. Look at all the other bands playing.
Leo?
Let Live.
Sonisphere.
Sean?
Waiting to see if Sabbath are announced for Sonisphere. But at the
what
moment,
if they're announced for Reading, Sean?
Well, if they're I wouldn't go Reading. No. Maybe a day. Maybe for a day.
Yeah.
Well, I need to see them.
I'm Download because I love Download. It's the better festival. I've got more history of it, and I love Aerosmith. I haven't seen Aerosmith since 2010, so I'd love to see him. And Let Live are the best live band in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie's awesome. Steel Panther awesome. While She Sleeps, just kill it.
Which one's Baby Godzilla going to be at?
Probably both.
Yeah, they'll probably do the bedroom jam stage.
Yeah, and they'll do both. They'll be the best set of the weekend. Yeah. Wherever they play,
they'll definitely play Download.
If they run around like, you know, crazy people at little places like Hobbit, what are they going to do on stage at Download?
They won't be on the stage.
Genuinely, they won't be on the stage.
They'll be in the mosh.
Mm. They won't. They might not even be there. They'll find another place to go. They'll probably climb up trees or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll get those police helicopters around the edge.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm doing Download.
And who's the final headliner going to be of Sonisphere, if you will let us guess?
I have no idea.
Guess Sabbath.
I'm hoping Tool.
Yeah,
but Sabbath, that might not happen.
Sabbath or Tool would be perfect.
I think it's going to be Slipknot.
Slipknot, and they're not doing anything, Metallica. Are
they? They got a new album coming out.
When?
TBC.
Actually, no, they did say there was something coming out next year.
They're doing more and more about it.
The Metallica Maiden and Slipknot is just ridiculous.
That's the best headliners for any festival I would have ever gone to.
And yeah. You go back to...
Did we have Maiden... What was this year? Maiden, Slipknot and...
Rammstein.
Yeah, Rammstein. It's not Metallica.
And then when you think about what Louis said, if it's your first ever festival, that's you're perfect. 16 years old, you're going to go watch Maiden, Metallica and Slipknot. That's crazy.
That's insane.
It's a fair play, really.
I've never seen Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy playing Download.
Those kids are so lucky, because the first festival I went to, it was headlined by Kiss, Lost Prophets and The Offspring.
I went to that.
Oh, Aiden, don't mention Lost Prophets. Allegedly.
No, it was only headlined by Kiss and Offspring.
Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World.
Mine was Muse, Mike Kerman, Strokes.
Yeah.
Is that Reading?
That was a quite recent one.
Yeah, that was my first one. That was 2011.
Mine was Linkin Park, My Chemical Romance, and Iron Maiden. But I didn't watch Linkin Park.
Download 07.
I watched Korn and Motley Crue instead.
Motley Crue were badass that year.
Yeah, respect. Yeah. So should we play a couple of songs and then we can talk about might happen at Reading?
Yeah, let's do that.
So we're going to play Iron Maiden because of obviously what we spoke about, and Nitrous, who's Nick Mulvey, who's on the BBC Sound of 11 2014 even. Yeah, long list, playlist, what do you call that? Shortlist. And he supported Laura Marling when I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and all I remember thinking about him was how he played guitar. He was really good at guitar. He was like, his finger picking was crazy. And this is called Nitrous. And yeah, see if you like it.
Check us out online at www.radiosonar.co.uk.
Do quite like that. I don't really see what sets him out to everyone else in the world, but it was pretty.
That's right, it's cool.
Yeah.
It does its job.
Exactly. Reading Festival 2014. Who would have to be announced for... I know, Lou, you said you'd go if Rage or
Rage
Blink.
Rage Against the Machine or Blink 182.
But you three that are like your metal festivals...
You've never been to Reading, you three.
Who would have to be announced to make you go over Download or Sony?
Actually, if they had Oasis, I'd like that, but that's very outside rumour if anything. But yeah, Oasis are probably the only band in that sort of bracket that will probably make me consider going over there.
Leo?
Black Sabbath or... It won't happen, but Tool.
Yeah.
But... It won't happen.
I don't think Tool.
You never know. You never
Reading
know.
Have more money than Download, and
true.
I'm presuming Reading probably has.
So
more
So
money.
So if Sabbath were announced, you'd go instead of either of the others.
No, I would go for a day.
Yeah,
I'd go for the Sabbath day.
Mm.
Yeah,
interesting.
Sean?
Oh yeah, Sabbath obviously. Yeah. I'd agree with Rage as well. And yeah, System. I'd definitely like to see.
They
System
played this
down.
Year, didn't they?
Yeah, but I had like no money. No. So yeah.
They're all kind of outside bets we just mentioned, right? None of them look that likely.
No.
Blink's apparently a shout.
Would we say Arctic Monkeys is more
Arctic
or less definitely?
Arctic Monkeys looking likely.
Yes. Well, it's going to happen. The album was so big. Like.
So annoying. Because I said I wouldn't go this year because I don't know. I didn't want to spend the money on it, I guess, but I do love that album.
Yeah, Arctic.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Mm.
It's proper good.
I think a Prodigy might pop up.
Could be a Prodigy really Pendulum cool. co-headline.
Yeah, but I'd go first, Prodigy and Pendulum. If Pendulum play, actually, I might just go. Actually, not to Reading, if I play Rattle.
Do you reckon they'd headline? No,
They'd headline something like Download now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got the tunes.
Blur,
I think.
Blur, a good shout still.
Aiden likes Blur.
I'm a bit of a Blur.
Not really interested.
Arctic Monkeys, Blur, Blink. I would love to
there's
go.
There's
so
Kanye.
Much.
People are saying Kanye.
Oh, good.
Well, massive outside.
I'd go for that. I'd go. I'd. 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 I might even ditch off Sonosphere for that.
Kanye West, Arctic Monkeys, and
Drake.
Blur. three of my favourite acts ever, without a doubt.
That'd be quite good.
That would be unbelievable.
Let's sell some tickets.
I would have to go. I'd absolutely have to. And yeah. I don't want to, so I kind of want it to be rubbish. Yeah. It's getting announced tonight, by the way.
Tonight, I think, at 7 o'clock, Saint Lo show. Yeah. And on Twitter. There's shouts of a co-headline thing, so maybe Paramore and 30 Seconds to Mars.
Maybe.
No one.
Paramore, can. Yeah.
If it's Paramore and Blink, that'd be amazing.
That'll be another interesting one. Paramore headlining.
I think it could be Paramore and Queens of the Stone Age.
Time. Yeah, Queens and Stone Age are probably, I reckon.
They're wedding favourites, they are.
Yeah, I reckon they could.
Haven't they subbed in the past?
Yeah, like, yeah, so they could easily sub again.
They subbed to Guns N' Roses.
I'm not sure about them.
Who did they sub to? I don't like
Guns N' Roses.
What are you saying?
Who did they sub to at Download?
Oh,
Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't watch them.
I'm trying to think, because they sub-headlined Reading and Leeds like twice over the last few years. I can't remember who they sub-headlined to the first time. I think it was the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm not sure.
That was about a long, long time ago.
Yeah, that was 2006, 2007 sort of time.
I saw them in 2010 sub Guns N' Roses. I didn't watch them, actually.
But yeah, they don't interest me. I've got to admit.
They don't interest me either.
Yeah, they like Aidan. You don't like them, I think.
Yeah, they're quite good.
I worship Queens of the Stone Age. I think they're fantastic.
They're not a festival band, are they? Really?
They've got that one.
They've got festival tunes.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, they're the songs I like. But that's all I really know.
I think it's his voice, because you know them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah.
I was so excited by that, and then I don't like his voice. Gets my nerves.
Yeah. I saw them, and I thought they were terrible.
Mm. What, Download? Queen?
What, them Crooked Vultures?
They weren't good at Download.
It's a dad band, isn't it?
Did anyone else see their live lounge, Queens of the Stone Age?
No.
They covered Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High, the Arctic Monkeys song, and they were so... I think even Fern Cotton even said they were hungover. And they just... Oh, you should YouTube it, because it's actually funny to watch. They're like, he doesn't even know the song. He just... they just kind of dwindle through it, and then it's
I swear he produced that album.
Yeah, I was about to say, he produced the Arctic Monkeys album.
It's so awkward afterwards, because Fern Cotton has to go, oh, that was brilliant. Yeah. And it was just rubbish. But
Fern Cotton looking sad.
Yeah, again.
So... There's no one else to mention. Is there any other?
Is there anyone? Frank Turner, I think, because it's his time. He's going to headline the second stage, possibly even sub headline.
I could definitely see the second stage. I just can't really see
headline radio one ready. Stage is a nice little place for
he's
him.
He's ready, though. He's ready for it.
He is ready.
He's just ready?
He's pretty much sold out the O2.
No, I think he's definitely ready to at least headline second or sub main. Yeah, not to main, definitely. Not to top main yet. Probably another album.
Where did he play this year?
Well, this year,
have a look. Yeah. I think it was like
four down. I think it went. Who? Green Day, System, Deftones, Frank Turner.
Yeah,
that's how it went. No, I'm telling you now. That's how it went.
Wasn't Green Day?
Well, who was above System?
Nine Inch Nails were below System.
It was Green Day. Yeah, it was Green Day. Everyone heard that, Aiden. Everyone heard you go.
I'm trying my best because Leo can't find the lineup very easily. No,
it was Green Day. I went to that and I forgot Green Day were there.
Yeah, no. So I think Frank Turner, because he plays almost every year, he's just done this arena tour in February. I think he's a massive shout to headline second or sub headline main. Also, Foles probably headline second.
Oh, yeah,
and maybe Alt J, and I say did that this year.
They headline second this year.
Yeah, Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Turner fourth down.
And he's only gotten bigger.
Yeah.
That got a lot of stick, that lineup. And when I look at it like that, that's a good lineup.
It was
a good lineup.
Yeah, I don't care about Green Day, but Eminem, I got a lot of stick. Maybe overall it didn't get that much.
It looks quite cool.
Yeah.
For Reading, I'm not even a Reading fan. I think that looks quite cool.
Yeah. Wish I went.
That first day was oh.
And that was my least favourite, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Newfound glory, man. Skin dress.
This isn't really helping anyone listening, because they can't see what you're looking at.
Well, actually, yeah.
Yeah, well... I mean, it's going to be good, and it's going to be so tempting. 7 p.m. tonight. You'll probably see it on Twitter before you hear it on the radio.
Get your wallets out, buy a Download ticket,
and that deposit. The deposit thing they do makes it so tempting.
Yeah, right.
It's like, was it four installments for 50 quid?
Yeah,
and it's like, that's nothing. But anyway,
it's a lot.
Couple of songs we're going to play. Leo, then Louis' choice. Every week we have a choice. This week, Leo... No, you didn't actually want this one originally.
No, my choice was originally the Blood Brothers from 2006.
But I couldn't find that because it's a bit
Spit obscure. Shine Your Black Clouds. But I've chosen Paramore, Crush, Crush, Crush.
And then Move Shaken Hard.
I finally! We've got the Marmoset song, probably a song of the year. Move, Shake and Hide.
Yeah.
Song of the Year.
Song of the song Year.
Song of one of them.
For me.
Okay. Ellis isn't happy.
Well, no, anyway.
It's an amazing song.
I don't disagree, but the Song of the Year is such...
Have you heard it?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I've got that Vexed EP on my iPod, and every now and then it comes on. It's
love Vexed.
Don't mind it.
That's my Song of the Year.
But yeah, so yeah, a couple of tracks and then we'll be back. Oh, such an angry lady.
I love that song more every time I hear it.
Song of the Year.
What's she so angry about? Why don't she just chill out?
She's not Laura Marling.
Yeah. Well, people need to be less angry.
And more like Laura Marling.
Or just less angry. Because I reckon Laura Marling gets angry.
Do you reckon?
What does she do when she gets angry?
She gets angry when she
writes a song.
She gets all moody and dramatic. Isn't that more interesting than just hearing someone shout?
No. Not in any way.
So this weekend, Louis' family was on telly.
On telly. That was just Northern.
Wasn't that Paddy McGuinness?
Someone like that.
No, that's not Bolton enough for Paddy McGuinness.
I was on Surprise, if anyone watched it.
What is Surprise?
I saw it.
I still don't get the gist of what the show was.
It is people who've done really inspiring things in their lives or, you know, and they get rewarded for it in the communities and stuff. Okay. And basically my granddad, he puts us on charity gigs. He called North Welsham Live Aid, and he gets these big rock auctions. He gets guitar signed by Brian May and everybody and all that stuff. He's been doing that for 10 years or whatever. And we surprised him.
Ta-da.
Surprise! So yeah, we got him to the studio. He thought he was just watching some tickets. He was there to get interviewed about charity work. That's what that was the ruse. And all of a sudden, Holly Willoughby turns up and says, is there a hero? Is there a legend? Goes to my nan and goes, who's your hero? And he goes, my husband, Barry Holden. And then she goes off to someone else and says, who's your hero? And this random guy goes, Barry Holden. And then all of a sudden, the background Barry Holden. And then that's when my granddad was like,
well, surprise.
Surprise, and some stuff. So there's some dramatic montage video, whatever. And then Rod Stewart turned up.
Yeah. And was that his surprise reward thing?
Yeah, he got loads of signed stuff from Rod Stewart to use in the auction.
So, yeah.
So your granddad, he one of the things he does is auction off memorabilia and merch and stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool. He got a signed Gibson acoustic guitar from Rod Stewart. Yeah, it's beautiful. And what was a nice little thing for him to do is he gave us all tickets to see him live at the O2, front row tickets. Mm. And I got... went backstage and met them all.
How did you enjoy the show?
It was wicked.
It was really good.
I don't think I can actually name any Rod Stewart songs off the top of my head. I keep thinking of Barry Manilow songs.
His new album, Time, has actually got some tunes on it as well.
That's cool. What kind of stuff has your granddad auctioned off then?
All sorts. Just lots of Pink Floyd Genesis stuff, signed stuff, lots of... who's the guy from Sepp?
Robert Plant?
Not
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page. I think we had something signed by him.
That's really cool.
Yeah, a lot of Status Quo. We had a lot of stuff from all sorts.
Well, sounds like they got whatever you want.
Trivium. I got.
I'm sorry.
Bring the tone down.
Yeah. I got a signed Trivium drumhead once.
Oh wow!
Dragon Force.
That's really cool.
And Biffy Clyro went for loads of money one year. I remember some signed Biffy Clyro stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well done, Louis' granddad.
Yeah, so that was. I've had to keep that quiet for about a month now.
And you got to see Holly Willoughby in the flesh.
Yes, I did. And I got to meet Rod Stewart's supermodel wife, Penny Lancaster.
And
his daughter, who is, my God, she is gorgeous.
How's she doing?
She's doing right.
What's her name?
She's at home right now.
What is her name?
I cannot remember.
She's going to be
She's got
star.
An American accent, though. She hasn't got a British accent.
It's pretty annoying. Well done, Lou's granddad, and Rod Stewart.
And Rod Stewart, what a man. He made me hold his glass of wine. I was like, thanks, mate. Do you know who I am?
Have you heard of a little magazine called Audio Addict? You're looking at the editor. Let's finish off the choices. Aidan, I never really... Yeah, you don't have one this week.
No, I kind of went towards the Iron Maiden choice instead to do with Sinus.
That was your choice.
That works. So we're going to start with Sean's, which is Powerboat Disaster by Baby Godzilla.
Baby Godzilla.
And then mine is called Elusive by Scott Matthews, which, as per usual, I can't really tell you anything about. I just like it. So
yeah.
That's fine.
Fair play.
And we'll be back.
I like that, apart from his voice, really.
Yeah, which is kind of the feature of the whole song.
The main thing.
I like it.
I know, I thought it was warm. It was kind of like getting into a bath, but not getting wet.
Yeah, wow. That's good.
Imagine an empty bath.
That would, yeah, it's not
going into an empty bath.
It should be cold and uncomfortable.
Actually, isn't that
disappointing?
I didn't say the bath was empty. I said get in there and you don't get wet.
But how? Do you wear a wetsuit?
It's magic.
Yes, a wetsuit.
Getting into a bath wearing a wetsuit.
That is what that song is like.
That's how that song
goes. There you go, Scott Matthews.
When I was listening to it, that's exactly what I was thinking. this reminds me of getting into a bath with a wetsuit on.
Is that, yep. Would he like to be told that? No.
No. Scott, if you're listening.
Which he probably is.
Wetsuit for Christmas.
Anyway, I don't know what just happened there.
Yeah, what was that?
We're getting to the time of the year when everyone's like, oh, what's your favourite thing that happened this year?
Wow.
But musically, there's been a lot of music this year, obviously. Mm-hmm. And next week, should stress that it's next week, not this week. We don't want to give too much away right now. But next week, we're going to do our top 10 albums each. We're going to discuss, well, basically, in case you didn't know, we run our own little magazine. And
website.
We're at uni and website.
What's the website called, Alice?
Really, again? Yeah. www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Great.
The first and second years of our course. Should we push the course now?
Yeah. No.
So basically, everyone contributes to the website and the magazine, and we asked everyone that's ever contributed, well, ever, this year, to give us their top 10 albums.
We've got some doozies.
Who's in the running, Louis?
I'd say, looking at it, I reckon Biffy Clyro Opposites.
Yeah.
Come, which was surprising because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, that came out so early in the year.
Until I started reading the list.
I don't even like it that much. I'm a fan of that band.
I love that album.
Fair enough.
What else is...
Danny Brown?
Danny Brown.
That's high, isn't it?
That'd probably be very high, I reckon.
I need to listen to that
album. There was another Arctic Monkeys AM that's been popping up quite a lot. Queens of the Stone Age is a small shout, depending on where the others come in the voting. Mm. Queens of the Stone Age is a shout.
It was very iffy received. I don't think we'll get too many votes on that.
Let Live, The Black is Beautiful. Ooh. It's popped up quite a bit.
Were there more than just you four?
Yes.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah, no, a load of people, but Let Live, like around like three or
definitely.
Four.
Paramore's popped up a bit.
Yeah, everyone likes Paramore.
Bit. Yeah. Someone said Bangers. Miley Cyrus Bangers.
Justin Timberlake.
I forgot about that album.
Nobody, I think, has put Justin
Timberlake. Someone has, because I noticed it. Yeah.
Is it you?
No, it wasn't. I think it might have been Andrew.
Or might have been someone else.
Yeah.
And someone put Saxon, and those. There was quite a bit of metal.
There was,
We had quite a bit of metal.
How did Dillinger do?
Dillinger's doing well.
Is it?
Dillinger's doing well.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard Bring Me the Horizon's not doing as well as we might have expected.
No, Bring Me's not doing... I think one person put it as their number one, I think. So
I thought that was a band that everyone kind of laugh at and hate. No?
I hate them.
It's sort of like...
Oh, no, not the Bring Me debate.
Terrible band, mate.
They're not a terrible band.
Well,
we can leave it there.
The best UK metal band around.
I want to hear this. Give me one UK metal band you think are better than Bring Me the Horizon.
Skindred.
Okay, fair shout, actually.
They're not better. Yeah,
they're not better. Live, they're better.
Represent.
On in terms of artistic credibility, not a chance in hell.
Well, their early albums were.
What? No.
Definitely.
Wait. So this is a big general debate.
Bring Me have artistic
Bring Me the Horizon.
They definitely have artistic credibility. Sempiternal's got glimmers of post rock on it.
Bring Me the Horizon are probably the most innovative forward thinking mainstream metal act of the past decade.
Yes, easily.
Sure. Can you hold your microphone like that every week? Because it's just so awesome. You look like a proper American opinionated.
Next, Alex Jones.
Sean, Bring Me the Horizon or no?
No, he hates
it. No.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
And the Shikari are more innovative.
They are innovative, but they're not on the same level as Bring Me the Horizon.
I listened to Sempiternal and they just threw a bit of electronic in there. Yeah. It's not innovative.
I was watching a video about how they made the Last Night of Shikari album, and the producer was just listening to it. This is the most innovative line I've ever heard.
Like
Yabba Dabba Do One, son. That's not innovative. That's just.
Do you not like him?
No, I like Into Shikari. They're one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
They weren't very good at Warped.
I've seen them live twice, I think, kind of by accident, because it was at festivals.
Yeah. Did you like them? Did they get the crowd going?
Yeah, but too much. It was annoying because if you're there and you're not
too
a fan,
much.
Yeah. If you're there,
well, that.
If you're there and you're not a fan, and someone's trying to like stamp on your head, it's a bit like,
yeah.
Oh.
I understand that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, they didn't have an album out this year, so
true.
Yeah.
Bring me. And it hasn't done that well. I don't think.
It has done well.
Foles has popped up a bit.
I'm not surprised about that's a good album.
I don't think that deserves to be in there. Because I liked it when it first came out, like when they brought out the singles in the first place.
It's a shrinker.
Shrinker, yeah.
Frank Turner Tape Deck Cart, if it's on someone's, it's high up on theirs.
Oh, really?
So it might get a lot of big points and it might sneak in the top 10.
Ooh.
Because it's getting the big points rather than the little points.
Mm, yeah. What else?
Chance the Rapper's in a few, I think.
I think a couple.
Yeah, Chance Rappers come through. Oh, obscure ones as well.
Oh, 1975, who I hate.
1975 is...
Who I hate, but that is almost a shoe-in,
actually, no, I'll tell you what's out this year we haven't even touched on today. Yeezus.
Yeezus got a lot.
Yeezus.
Eminem's had quite a few.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. He's not even in mine.
People just love Eminem, though. That's the thing. If you love Eminem...
If you love Eminem, you love that album. Ash can attest to that. Yeah. I know you're listening, Ash, so we know you're Eminem's boy.
That's probably the same for me, to be fair.
Peace has turned up in a few.
I'm not surprised. Bastille. That must have been in quite a few.
As in mine. It's like probably,
are you saying then quite a few, or are you counting the other bands that sound like Bastille as well?
No. It's my number five, I think, of the year.
Who was that band we played a few weeks ago that just was Bastille?
Young Kato.
That was
Peace.
Ridiculous.
I like that.
That was silly. They were the same people.
I like that song.
But to me, anyway.
Black Sabbath record came out this year.
No one. But I think one person. I think Sean was it.
In mine somewhere. It's very low down.
Not in your top 10.
No, it was in my top 10.
It was not near the top of my top 10.
It was in the. It was between 5 and 10, I think. It was definitely there.
Well, yeah, next week we'll go in depth. I'm not really sure how we're going to work it yet, but we'll all explain our top tens. Probably be quite a varied range, actually.
I think so.
I'm excited. I can't wait to count it. I'm doing the count.
Yeah. I think we should each put forward one track from a number one album to play.
Yeah, me and Leo are the same, but I'll put number two.
Are you got the same number ones?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to go for number two, then?
We'll see. We'll see who's got the better number two.
You're doing yours.
That'll be my pick of the week.
Because mine's too weird to like play on the radio.
What, your second one?
Yeah, my number two.
Don't spoil it, but...
You can't really play it.
Ooh,
yeah,
I'm intrigued. Yeah, well, if I'm intrigued, you guys should be. Hey, the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Aiden. Black Sabbath is in your top 10.
Yeah.
Carcass is in quite a few of them.
Yeah. I know.
That was a really good album. It was like the vocals are a bit off, but that's just sort of general wear and tear with the vocals. But the instrumentation is still up par.
Cool. Carcass.
Yeah, death metal.
Yeah.
They sound
melodic
as well.
Death metal.
Oh, they have melody.
That's what they're described as.
I'm going to play two more songs. I'm going to play... why am I playing Tom? Oh, there's a review on our website of Tom O'Dell, the Guildhall, so we're going to play him. Aiden, you hate him, right?
Tom O'Dell?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of him at all.
I like Another Love.
I'm actually happy that NME gave him a 0 out of 10 for his album, then his dad rang up to complain.
Who did?
Tom O'Dell got 0 in NME, his dad rang up to complain to
and
them.
Then, and then NME made a story about it.
Yeah.
He writes nice songs, what's the problem?
But who cares about his music? I mean, look at that shirt.
Look at that tiny piano.
Yeah, why has he got such a small piano?
How did he get that?
Look at his shirt.
Was he really tall? Did he have some beanstalks?
I think he's just really tall.
He just got gigantism.
Yeah, I think Tom O'Dell's just really tall.
He's crouching so he doesn't hit the ceiling.
His hair irritates me.
Look at his boots as well. I mean, like, the music doesn't matter when you got boots like that.
They are fancy boots.
Yeah.
I think he'll be like Gary Barlow is now.
Really? Like,
yeah.
He's not well liked by music fans, really, but you kind of respect him because he writes good pop songs.
I appreciate Gary Barlow's songwriting skills.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer Mark Owen.
Ooh. With songwriting skills.
Ooh. Mate, 4 minute warning is that actually might be my song of the week next week. just warning you. 4 minute warning you.
So yeah, we'll have Tom O'Dell and then because Chance the Rapper's on the BBC Sound of 2014 list. He must be the biggest name on their list. He's not a new thing.
Yeah.
He's got
what about Sam Smith?
I thought Chance
was Sam Smith's massive name. Yeah.
Chance hasn't had a proper album though, has he?
Yeah.
He's only had mixtapes.
Yeah.
But that's what's any difference between acid rap and an album? That is an album.
It is an album, I guess,
We'll be back in a few minutes. That's that. We've played that about 3 times now.
Oh, it's a great song. It is really good.
Track of the year.
So
maybe.
Nah.
Maybe.
Marmosets.
Marmosets track of the year. Yeah. That's rock track of the year.
Frank Turner Recovery.
That's a tune. That's a good tune. Yeah. It's probably one of the only ones I like on the album.
Really? Do you not like the album?
No, I like...
What's wrong with it? What don't you like about it?
I don't want to say.
What'd you say?
You need to say.
What album?
Dear.
The Frank Turner
album.
Have you heard it? It was a bit... It's a bit too downbeat, I think.
Yeah, that's the theme.
I just think it's a bit one-dimensional.
One-dimensional?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
just a bit.
I kind of understand it. But yeah. He doesn't try to explore.
It still has massive songs out there. Like Plain Sailing Weather is probably my top five tracks.
That's a tune.
What's the last song on the album called?
I've got the extended version.
Broken Piano. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
To a lot of his stuff. That's very different to a lot of his stuff, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
He doesn't try to do different dimensions.
I don't know. I've tried a lot to listen to it and it just hasn't really stuck with me.
No.
Yeah, but when you're just a bloke with a guitar, there's only so many dimensions you can tap into.
I guess.
I find if you're a big fan of Frank Turner, you're an obsessive fan. Yeah. I know so many crazy fans about Frank Turner.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen him now?
Well, I'm going to see him at London. I bought a ticket the other day when I got paid. I'm going to see him at London O2 on like Wednesday and Fed at Portsmouth Guildhall on like the Thursday, and that'll be my 14th and my 15th time seeing him.
And you're genuinely not even a little bit bored?
Nope. No, I did at the end of 2012. I saw him for like the sixth time in a year in 2012 because I just knew what I was going to... I just knew the stuff, but now it's all changed up.
That was like when I went a bit crazy about Dry the River.
Yeah.
And I saw them about six times in... like 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, by the sixth time, you just know what's going to happen.
Dry the River.
We saw that.
They actually made me fall asleep.
Yeah,
I not a joke. Like,
I actually went to bed.
Like,
we went and watched them at Reading, and I was with like four or five friends, or whatever. And nobody liked them.
But the
album's really pretty.
I thought they were okay.
Yeah, they do. Right. They've got a certain appeal.
You did fall asleep as
on the grass.
But when I watched them, before Reading, they look like they're bored of it. They need to disappear and write a new album.
They weren't punching me in the face, so I'm not interested.
Has anyone else fallen asleep at a gig?
Soundgarden,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I did fall a short bit.
My dad went to watch ice hockey at the Madison Square Garden last week and fell asleep.
Oh,
that's meant to be
Madison
really
Square
intense.
Garden.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Jesus.
And he fell asleep during Iron Maiden at Suns Fair.
Actually, no.
and during WWE once when I was like 12. Yeah, he fell asleep.
Download.
He looked asleep, my dad.
Download 2012, I fell asleep during Black Label Society.
Really?
Because they were really boring.
Should have watched Sebastian Bach, mate.
Well, they weren't even exciting on stage. He had this big, like, Indian headdress on, as if to say, oh, I'm not going to put the effort in, my hat will.
That's great.
I fell asleep
outside... What stage was it? I think it was, like, the rock stage at Reading, actually.
Yeah?
Because that was a horrible day. I felt horrible. I don't know who was playing, but I was out like a light.
Drunk or ill?
No, hungover.
Oh, I've had that.
So whatever you count that.
Full beat at Sonos Fair, I was just out of it. I'm hungover.
You weren't exactly healthy for Gogo Bordello this year.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't nice.
Where was that? Just to get...
Download.
Oh, was that Download? They were good, though.
I didn't know they were, like, rocky. I thought they were...
Yeah, they're a bit of an outside booking.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of a bit punky, so it does fall into it a little.
Next issue, you can check out my interview with them.
Oh, yeah. Weird interview.
I don't think we've ever even tried to plug our magazine.
No, we haven't.
We don't have one yet.
It's coming out really soon.
We hope.
And you can find it... Where will they find it?
Where can they find it, Ellis?
Well, I'm guessing places
online.
Like...
You can find it online.
Well, yeah.
You can find it online, you can find
Louis, you're the editor. We're going to distribute it everywhere.
Gentlemen, you can find it online. You can find it in music venues around the city. You can find it in fashion shops.
Some fashion shops. Joiners will have it.
There'll be a big picture of
website, the
local
university.
Natives.
Local natives are on the cover.
But there's a better picture of Katy Perry on the inside.
Yeah.
And she looks great.
And Eliza Doolittle.
I like Eliza Doolittle. She's a nice girl.
Yeah.
All the best.
She hasn't announced a tour yet. I'd like to see a tour.
Has she not?
No. What?
Oh, weird.
In support of the new album, nothing.
Not surprised.
I like the album.
Who, Eliza Doolittle?
Yeah, I like the album.
She's old news.
I know.
Nobody cares.
And this is what's going in our magazine.
Yeah. Pick up a copy. So I reckon time for a couple more songs.
Then let's head off.
No,
get a beer.
That'll be it for the show. I'm going to go make some pizza.
It's our last show next week for the year.
Yeah.
Albums of the year next week. It'll be our best one. I cannot. Yeah. I'm really excited. My grandparents are going to be around. I'm just like, I'll take them to Costa and run away. So I can do the show.
Isn't that like the opposite of child abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
He sounds okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be all right. They're grown up, so they can look after themselves.
So yeah, we shall leave you with Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar and Matilda by Alt J. I quite like both these songs, actually. They're not really that relevant this week.
But no, hey. I like Alt J. They're a pleasant little band.
Yeah, indeed. So yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and you can hear us talk more things.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.